Morning, I want to pick up on that line, blessed are the eyes that see what you see, as an Advent focus. That we are in the midst of Advent, preparing for the coming of the Lord. There's his future coming, there's his past coming, but our appreciation of them all depends on our awareness of his coming right now. Blessed are the eyes who see what you see, who hear what you hear. That our liturgical context right now, we've had the first Sunday of Advent with the focus on his second coming at the end. And our weekday readings this week, our gospel texts, remind us of what he did at his first coming, not as a baby, but as an adult. Lots of references to his healings this week. Today's text, in a sense, is a good integrator of all that. Are we aware of what there is to see and hear that he has done? And there is in the text today an implicit warning that many longed to see and didn't see it. To prepare for his Christmas coming, to prepare his future coming, we've got to be aware of what there is to see. And when the Lord Jesus came, many didn't see. He healed, and many just complained. He taught, and many didn't understand. He died, and many didn't care. Eyes that didn't see, and ears that didn't hear. A priest's role, those of us training to be priests, a priest's role is, among other things, to enable people to see, to enable eyes to see, to enable ears to hear what God is doing. And a seminarian preparing for that needs to, among other things, habituate himself daily, continually, to see what God is doing, to hear what God is doing. Active in your own life, active in the life of the seminary. Now, shifting focus very practically, how do we do that? How do we be attentive to see what there is to see of the action of the Lord? Well, among ways, it's silence and recollection, that these can be things that are so much a structural part of a seminarian's life that we can forget just how pivotal they are. More systematically, to daily reflect, to meditate on the Gospels, the Scriptures. How am I to be attentive to see what he's done, to see what he is doing, unless I have that systematic reflection on those key events? Then in particular, the daily examine. So I think it was 2 years ago, Father Brennan gave us a house talk on this, the daily examine. It's a Jesuit practice. We're not Jesuits. He's a good God. But the daily examine, you know, to have at least a moment a day when we are, in some sense, on a regular basis, pausing to think how God is acting, to see how God is acting. That what's happened today? How have I responded to what's happened today? What has God been seeking to do today? And what's left of the day ahead? What do I anticipate is going to happen, is going to be prompted? That right now it's 7 o'clock in the morning and I can look ahead at the day I know is coming. I know for myself today I've got 4 scheduled appointments today. I know it's going to be a full day, but I can anticipate already what God therefore is going to be doing, that his grace is going to be prompting me to kind of keep pushing through, keep focused, keep aware, keep loving. That at the meals, when I'm with people, to be attentive to the conversation of others, the needs of others, that his grace will be moving me, prompting me. And at the end of the day, there's a trip to ice cream booked. Now the Lord will be coming then too. Lo, he comes with Dairy Queen descending. That moment by moment, he's coming. Am I aware? Am I seeing him? Am I hearing him? So in summary, the many comings in Advent, the future, the past, the Christmas. But our awareness of all of that depends on whether we're aware of him coming now. He opened, when he came before, the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Let's ask him, let's pray, Lord, let my eyes be those eyes that see what there was to see and hear what there is to hear.